Hello, welcome to this episode on healthy eating. I am Nimzing, your host on Simply Hepatitis. Today we shall discuss about diet generally. Lots of questions, and there is no one specific answer. But I trust it would be helpful to bring out a few information that can support you to eat with confidence. On eating, it is important to eat starchy foods. Starchy foods should form a third of your dish. There is no excess of fruits and vegetables, and so that can always be present. If you must eat protein, think about fish. A portion of an oily fish each week would be very helpful. Make it a point to eat probably about twice a week if there are resources available to you. Foods that you should cut down would include saturated fat and sugar. Pure sugar can work to your disadvantage in lots of ways. The other bits include saturated fat. Unfortunately, a lot of the oils that we use for cooking and frying are saturated. There are lots of unsaturated fats that can be used, and which information will be provided at some point. Regarding salt, most of the foods we eat have salt in it, and the goal here is not to add excess salt in your food. In other words, do not add salt to already completed diet. In addition, think about being active and achieving a weight that is healthy for your height. Our heights can carry so much of weight, and if you do not monitor it well, you might find that you're actually too heavy for your height. There are many calculators of what is known as body mass index. Use that as a guide. About water, drinking plenty water will be important as it flushes out every excess, at least most excess wastes out of our body. Again, I have discussed and dedicated a whole segment about breakfast. Do not skip breakfast. Eating breakfast has a way of equilibrating the way your hormones and systems cooperate throughout the day. I hope this will be of benefit to you. Kindly comment and/or share this and help others reach out to how they should live in a healthy way, thereby promoting a significant improvement in the quality of your lives. Thank you very much, and I look forward to engaging with you again at another episode.